Okay, great. This is Brad with KQRP Community Radio. On the phone, I've got Sharon Burke from Sirius. Sharon, tell me what's going on there.
It's Burch, B-U-R-C-H.
Thank you.
That's okay. We're picketing, we're protesting a rent increase that we got. They raised our rent $85 a month in the mobile home park that we live in. That brings our total to $606.75 a month for the space that we park our mobile homes on. So we're not real happy about it. We can't pay it. It's pretty steep for a mobile home space. So it kind of leaves us in a pretty bad predicament here. Some of us are on Social Security. Some are on SSI. Some are single-family incomes with a mortgage payment, which leaves their rent, some of them, at $1,200 and $1,300 a month. And the disabled and Social Security people, they can't pay this. Some are making $900 a month, some $850, and when they're paying $606.75, it's pretty hard to pay. They have come to us with a deal, but it's not a very good one. It would still leave us in a pretty bad light if we tried to sell our homes. We couldn't sell them because it would leave it at a fair market value for them if we tried to sell our homes. They could still raise our rent back up to the $606.75 or as high as they wanted to if we tried to sell our homes. So we're in a pretty bad condition out here.
Have a lot of the people lived there a long time?
Yes, like myself, I've lived here 17 years.
So have there been other rent increases in the past?
Oh, yeah. They raised our rent last year $55, and the year before that, $50. And before that, he was not raising it too bad. It was like $22, and before that was like $15 and $13. I don't know what happened, what happened to him. He's owned the park since 1998, but this man owns 285 parks in 48 states.
Wow.
He's a big corporation out of Chicago called Equity Lifestyle Properties, and I guess just not enough is enough. I don't know. They do this in every park they own. He owns three parks in this county alone, one in Riverbank, one in Modesto, and the one here. And his parks are the highest in the county.
What's his name?
His name is Sam, S-A-M, Zell, Z-E-L-L. They're actually on the New York Stock Exchange, but it is his company.
What's his, do they trade on a symbol on the stock exchange?
Yeah, it's under ELS, I believe, is what they're labeled under. I'm pretty sure that's what it says. You can look up under ELS.
Okay, well, that's interesting. You can always put that in your portfolio and find out what's going on with that.
Yes.
A lot of interesting. Sometimes they have a public shareholders meeting that you could actually attend and say what you think.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. This has happened not only in this our park, but in parks in Santa Cruz, San Diego, San Jose, Monterey, throughout California. So we don't know what else happened in the other states, but we're being told that it's happened everywhere that they have a park.
So are they getting strength by owning multiple parks in the area and being able to set the rate based on that, you think?
Yes. It's really bad. The one he has in Modesto is called Coralwood. It's off of McHenry and Coralwood Avenue. And their rent there is, some of them are paying $756.02 a month. That's outrageous.
Yeah, for just a little piece of...
Just a little piece of dirt.
And then you got your cost of your trailer, whether you've bought that or
exactly.
Right, on top of that.
On top of that. And some of the people have a mortgage payment of $500 or $600 on top of your space rent. That's what I'm saying. Some of my neighbors out here are paying $1,200 and $1,300 a month to live on a piece of dirt. And it doesn't seem fair because we're a property owner sitting on a landowner's property. So we have rights, too. But the landowner doesn't seem to care about our rights either. We're getting priced out of our home. And if you end up not being able to afford the rent, their favorite saying is just move. You don't just move a mobile home. Because first of all, to move a single wide like my husband and I live in, to come in and move it, you can call any transfer and he's going to tell you it's going to cost you at least $5,000 to $10,000. to move. A double wide is even going to cost you more than that. And then once you find a place to move them, if you can, by the time you get it there, one of these older ones is not going to be fit to set up. And most mobile home parks want a mobile that is a 2000 or newer. And there hasn't been a park built in California since 1990.
That's interesting.
You're stuck. I mean, there's no place to go.
Are they reaching capacity at most of these parks, do you think?
Yeah, there's not really too many places to take them, because the old ones get carried off to what I refer to as dead land, because they want the newer mobile. So they're building all these new fancy mobiles that are up into the $75,000 to $100,000 range, and when you've got an old one, they just get torn apart. They get scrapped.
So is that what happens? People there get evicted and then they scrap their house right on the site? Or
no, they get pulled out to an old place that takes them and then just eventually sells them for scrap metal or whatever, and they end up moving. Like, unfortunately, we get old junkers that come from one of their other parks, like in San Jose, mostly from San Jose. We get their 70s and 80s junk that comes over here so they can upgrade their other parks. Like now, we've got three junk... Well, they're not. I'm not going to call them junkers. They don't look that bad, but they're too big for the lots that they're putting them on. So they're shoving them onto too big of mobiles onto smaller lots, and they're older mobiles, so, because this is the only place that'll take that old of a mobile home. So they're putting them in here.
The ECF company
the
is
ELF.
Actually... They're actually putting them in there, and then they'll rent it out as a...
They'll sell them to somebody, whoever will come along. They'll sell these mobiles to them.
And then rent them the space.
Right.
And being that they're older ones, are they going to be a lot harder to move if the people want to take what they own somewhere else?
You can't take them somewhere else.
Okay, so they sell it to you, and then you're stuck there with it.
Exactly.
Well, that's very interesting, Sharon.
And then what happens is the people who live here, when the rent gets too high and you can't pay that rent and you end up staying here until you get evicted for not paying your rent, you leave your mobile. You know who gets your mobile?
The property owner, right?
You got it. And then when the mobile is too old for them to care about having, it gets abandoned here, which is what's happened in here. We have lots of old, big, dumpy mobiles that are empty in here. They're starting to pull them out now. We've raised so much cane in here and filed complaints with the state that now they're starting to slowly pull some out, but we still have a lot of old abandoned mobiles in here. And so now they're starting to pull these single wides out and shove double wides in.
Yeah, that sounds like it might be a little profiteering going on at the expense of the community in there.
Right, and we are the ones suffering for this. But believe me, we're getting some attention. We've been picketing since the 2nd, and we'll continue until something gets done.
What's next on the calendar for the actions that you're doing there,
well,
Sharon?
The mayor was at our house last night and brought us over the newest proposal. And this was a $35 decrease in the $85 increase that they gave us down to $35 for the next 3 years.
Every year?
Every year.
So what is that, $55 every year?
It would be $35 every year for the next 3 years.
And then what
and
after
then it
that?
It would be a minimum 4% of the CPI for 2008, 2009, and through 2010. And then 2011, it would be adjusted to market value, which means everything we didn't get the prior 6 years, we would get in 2007.
Which is what, when the city council changes over or something?
Which would be when ELS would give us the shaft for what they didn't give us the first year.
Well, yeah, it'd be one big jump at that point, huh? When are they putting that at 2011?
They gave it to us already, and we rejected it.
Yeah.
Last night. Because what kind of a fool would sign something like that? Not me. I've been doing this. My husband and I have been doing this for 14 years. We got this kind of a shaft 14 years ago from the prior company that owned this. They come in and waltzed in here and started giving us from $7 a year raises to $22 and did the same thing. Back then, that was a big jump, like the jump is that we're getting now. And they did the same thing to us. So we picketed back then and did the same thing we're doing now. And it took us 6 months to get any offers from that company. It took us 3 days on the picket line to get an offer from this company. But we didn't go as big as we are now. We didn't go live on TV, live on the radio, or anything like that. But this time we're going a lot bigger. We've been on the Channel 3 News. We've been on 40. We've been on everything we can get our hands on, and we're going to stay public until we get something done.
Well, I think that's great, Sharon. Have you been on Channel 14 in Modesto yet?
Yes, we have.
Well, that's great. Frank runs a community station kind of similar to the one we have here in Salida.
Yes, Frank was a lot of help for us. We've been on the Univision. We go on anything we can get on because we have a lot of Spanish community out here, too, that mm-hmm. need to get their voice heard. So we do what we can for them, too. So we've been on everything we possibly can.
I had one other question, Sharon, on the resale. Is it easy for you guys to sell those homes in there?
You can't sell in here.
How?
You can't sell in here because at that price, $606.75, and then they ask you how often does the rent go up, and you say once a year, and you tell them at $50.55, and then this year $85. Well, what's going to raise it the next time? Nobody's going to move in here.
Even if you sold it for like half the value that you bought it, it would.
Who's going to do that?
The monthly. What are monthlies at other places in comparison?
The one next to us that has the amenities similar to what we have, their rents go from like $369 to $400. Their new move-ins. Everybody has what they call a new move-in. The people who are moving in right away always pay a higher charge. And their new move-ins are $500.
And they're charging you guys quite a bit more.
At least $150 more. We're paying anywhere from $150 to $300 more than everybody in our area.
Do you think they have an objective with what they're up to, Sharon? Are they trying to get everybody out of there?
No. Their objective is, when they sent us our rent increase letter, one of the reasons they did it was they compare us to single-family dwelling instead of mobile home parks because they consider themselves above mobile home parks. They consider this resort-type living is what they call themselves, ELS resort. Plus, at the bottom of our increase letter, it boldly states in there that they are raising this rent to protect themselves in case the city or state gets a rent control. They want their money ahead of time. They're insuring themselves their raise for the next few years for rent control.
Okay, Sharon. Well, you got our phone number for Salida Community Radio. If there's some more events that we can alert people to, just let us know. Give us a call. And we really appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Sharon. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.